Hey guys, this is Spire here, surprising you all with a surprise live reaction sidecast of, well, first of all, let me introduce my co-host here, Dark Soul. How have you been doing?
I'm doing great. I'm about to not be. Right now, I'm doing great.
All of the not greats. But yeah, so we are doing a live reaction cast, and as you guys know, usually our side casts are of stuff that's not exactly masterpieces, really. Or they're bad enough to be called masterpieces. I believe this is one of them. It is called Neo Yokio. It is a sort of Western cartoon themed in an anime style. With homages to sort of, I guess, cyberpunk, sci-fi stuff. I guess there's some like Boondocks stuff thrown in there. Like, I don't know what this is about. Do you have any information?
That's fucking racist. Second of all, I think you're giving this way too much credit.
Way too much credit.
You're like, there's homages.
I have to say something.
I think there has to be thought put into homage. And I think this is kind of just like someone's putting shit in a show, and you're like, oh yeah, that's an homage. But really, the person putting it in didn't even know it was a fucking homage. They just knew they saw it somewhere, one way or another.
Yeah. So can I say something? Okay. So let me. I have some more information. Again, this is help. You know, executive producer was Ezra Koenig and stuff like that. But it was co-produced between American production sort of staff members as well as Netflix, and also Japanese anime production companies, most notably Studio Deen and Production IG. So, you know, directors working on this are Kazuhiro Furuhashi and Junji Nishimura, especially Nishimura Junji, very well known slice of life / fan service, I guess, series person. Worked with Silver Link, you know, sometimes with Shaft, even like that. But yeah, there are some names here, you know, Jaden Smith, Jude Law. Like, I don't know what to say, dude.
Wait till you see Jude Law's character. I've had it spoiled.
This is its first season. There are 6 episodes out so far. If each episode is full, it's like 22 minutes or so. Also, can I Googled Neo Yokio, like, just on Google, just Neo Yokio, and the top stories from these news sites, these titles, so, like, it's like, Neo Yokio is an absolutely mesmerizing train wreck. Neo Yokio is, Netflix's Neo Yokio could have been awesome, but it failed the... But it fails the execution, yeah. Like, these are not... Like, these are not from, like, anime purists, like, Nippon Ichi sites. These are from, like, The Verge, like, all these, like, random, like, mainstream geek sites. So, if they're saying this kind of thing, I don't know, man. Yeah, Dark, what are your thoughts before we hop in?
Fuck, dude, this is gonna be, I think, probably the worst thing we've ever seen, and we'll probably ever see in a long time. And I also think that now knowing exactly what names are on this, it makes it hurt that much more. I also want to point out that Studio Deen, one of my friends, had said, like, oh yeah, Studio Deen animated that, right? And I was like, no. Studio Deen is not, like, listen, Studio Deen's got some shit, but they're not this bad.
By the way, just so people are aware, Nishimura Junji is the person behind stuff like Dog Days, Last Slip. Yeah, I don't know what to say. Here we go, I guess.
Yeah.
Just remember, this is the sequel, a spiritual successor to True Tears and Glass Lips and stuff. So enjoy. All right.
Oh, disclaimer. We're assuming you have the Netflix pre-roll when you sync this up, by the way. If you sync this
up. Yeah, at the very, very beginning. All righty.
Yep.
3, 2, 1, go. Netflix original series. I love the pink. This music is already like Mars of Destruction.
Oh shit!
Bronx Prefecture? What does it mean by prefecture?
Yo, that's what happened.
When was Bronx Prefecture?
The Bronx became a prefecture. Look, if the Bronx still exists, it ain't the greatest city on earth. Tell you.
Yo, the entire city's on fire, what the f-
Yeah, that's the Bronx, dude.
It's Satan! What's happening?
Yeah. Yo,
the entire city is on fire and they're hailing Satan? What's happening?
Global.
What?
Is this a plot element that they all have to have fucking pink hair, dude?
I don't
like
want to talk
Smith
about this.
In real life?
This narrator, like, he, like, started off, like, sort of okay, and then he's, like, literally just died.
Yeah, at the end there, I was gonna
he's
say.
He's like, I'm just tired. I don't
so
want
so much work.
The art for this is, like, 30 years old, I'm gonna be real honest. Like, 20, at least 20
yo,
plus.
That's why, like, yo, when I saw that aspect ratio in the beginning, I was like, why isn't the whole show like
why is he riding the robot like that? There's so many
it's
better.
Not, it's not big enough to be astute, and it's also not big enough to be written in.
It's like the worst fucking surfboard.
Yeah, that was great fan service.
The fan service.
Black bomb.
I don't want to hear Jada Smith. Oh my god, this voice acting is so bad.
Yo, it literally sounds like he's sick.
It's not good. He's just model. He's just
yo,
spieling.
What the fuck?
What the fuck? You got what? These, like, supporting characters, I have better voice acting than these.
Yo, this is the greatest anime ever. He just... What was that?
What? She...
Yo, what the fuck?
What?
Fucking hulked out, bro.
So angry.
That's animal. Yo, did he just like have a stroke? Did you hear how he said that?
Oh my god. What the whack is this?
Yo, wait, how is reflection glass like that? She's trapped in the glass!
How is that?
No. Lips freaking me out.
Fashion blogger?
Yo, don't talk about the Hamptons, my dude. Shut the fuck up. Stop.
You wicked boy. Tiramisu. Why is the music like this?
Because he's lost his appetite.
Tiramisu.
It's the most gut-wrenching scene in all of anime.
Because he's lost
when boy does not eat tiramisu. It's the most gut-wrenching scene in all of anime. Because he's lost when boy does not eat tiramisu. It's the most gut-wrenching scene in all of anime.
What? This? What? Is he like a ninja in the shop? What? This? What? Is he like a ninja in the shop?
Ew! Shoo!
What? This? What? Is he like a ninja in the shop?
He just called him a sales clerk! Just called him a sales clerk! What the fuck just happened? That interview.
Dude, that cutout was bad. Ew.
What the fuck just happened? That interview.
Dude, that cutout second? Was. I mean, that's still good, right?
Yeah, but he's first.
Oh, baby. Dude, that cutout second? Was. I mean, that's still good, right?
Yeah, but he's first.
Oh, baby. Second? I mean, that's still good, right? So, what accent is this clerk dude trying to do?
I don't understand.
What accent is this clerk dude trying to do?
I don't understand.
Dob, you mean like we're yes? What?
No, dude.
What? Dob, you mean like
why are they all in shorts?
Yes? What?
No, dude.
Job? You mean like work?
What?
Fuck. Why is he blowing everybody away now?
What?
Job?
You these powers like I've always had.
What?
Uncontrollable.
Why is he blowing everybody away now?
But he's just casually walking out after destroying the building?
Dude, he's uncontrollable.
But he's just casually walking out after destroying the building? Why is everybody speaking in like this shitty, not British accent? It's in New York?
Why
guys, everybody's speaking in like
dude.
It's New York, right?
Yeah,
like,
that's
what?
New York.
It's in.
That's
what?
Actually a New York accent.
Did they like advance the technology, and as they advance technology, they just gain British accents? Like, what's happening?
They just repeated the same audio clip 5 times.
Fucking kill me.
I heard that.
Ew.
Did she just say her, man?
Repeated the same audio clip 5 times.
Fucking kill me.
I heard that.
Ew.
Why do they keep saying second most eligible bachelor? What the...
What the
that,
fuck?
That man talks like a fucking mean girl. Like...
Yeah, why?
She's so out of it. Like, what?
That man talks
why
like a fucking mean
like
girl.
Like that?
Like...
She's so out
and his wife is like a southern belle. What the fuck is happening?
What? What? Okay.
What?
What?
Yo, stop talking about the party in the Hamptons, motherfucker.
What?
This is like the lowest production. Like, he's just like smiling and like the mouth is literally just like...
What?
I don't know what to say.
This is like the lowest production. Like, he's just like smiling and like the mouth is literally just like... What? I don't know what to say. This is like the lowest production.
Wait, are they gonna fight?
Like, smiling and like the mouth is literally just...
Are they fighting? What's happening?
No, he just got blasted back.
Wait, are they gonna fight? What's happening? Totally mutes his charms? What? What? Wait. Okay, so you know how it's like the camera cuts? Like the perspective cuts, right? Like it just goes back and forth like that? It's like not good.
Wait. Okay.
Like,
so the, you know how it's like
it's literally just like
shit.
Like the perspective cuts, right? Like it just goes back and forth like that. It's like not good.
Okay. Wait, I still don't get this ranking.
Yo! The Toblerone. Shall we get you a giant Toblerone?
Wait, I still don't get this ranking.
Yo! The Toblerone. Yo, was that really supposed to be the Empire State Building? This is the most pathetic rendering of the fucking
Toblerone. Wait,
I still don't understand the
this
ranking.
Is the most pathetic
what's the ranking?
I don't know. It seems like it's both a bachelor rank and also
wait, I still
like
don't understand the ranking. What's the ranking? So it's like the more powerful of a
like
rat catcher they are, the more eligible they are as bachelor?
I guess so, yeah. I think
so. So it's like the more powerful of a rat catcher they are, the more eligible they are as bachelor?
He's
an orphan? That's why he's like sleeping?
No, that's his own grave.
That's his own grave?
Yeah, it had his name on it. It was 1997 dash no date. There was no date.
That's his own grave.
What?
His own grave?
Is he resurrected?
Yeah, it had his name on it. It was 1997.
No.
Dash no date.
He's that deep. Made his own grave.
Okay.
Is he resurrected?
I apologize.
It was 1997. No. Dash no date. He's that deep. Made his own grave.
Okay.
Is he resurrected?
I apologize. What the fuck is this conversation?
Yo,
what the fuck is this conversation? Holy
shit,
this is such like a hammer over the head. Like, I'm being condescending. This is my character.
Holy shit, this is such like a hammer over the head.
Oh, I just want to puke.
Like, I'm being condescending.
Oh.
This is my character.
Oh, help me, Dark.
This is such like a hammer over the head.
Oh, I just want to puke.
Like, I'm being condescending. Oh my god, it ties in!
Oh, help me, Dark.
What the fuck? Why
did he say that? Why did he say it like behind?
Oh, what?
What the fuck?
Why did he say that? Why did he say it like behind?
Perfect time.
For an English.
Why did he say it like that?
Yeah, it was like it was gonna pop up behind him.
Perfect time.
For an English.
What's that music? Why is this hat getting pulled off?
I'd like to point out that they just, they did not fly from a fucking building, they're just on, and it's a completely different
Why is this hacking?
What is this bubble?
So that they can go underwater again. It's a
is it an underwater city? I guess? Yeah, sure, okay.
What is this bubble?
What the fu-
So that they can go underwater again. It's a
is it an underwater city? I guess? Yeah, sure.
She's possessed, dude!
Oh, right, I forgot, yeah. This.
You got possessed by her Chanel suit.
Is she?
She's possessed, dude.
Oh, yeah, right, I forgot. Yeah.
She called him a fucking herb. She's possessed by her Chanel suit.
Yo, this is way goddamn much, dude.
She called him a fucking herb.
These battle scenes are not.
Yo, this is way goddamn much, dude.
What the fuck? These battle scenes are not. Yo, this... She just got blown up in one shot? This is so bad. That was the end of the battle scene. She just got blown up in one shot? This is so bad. Fuck. That was the end of the battle scene.
Dude.
She just got blown up in one shot?
What
is this line? It's like a squiggle. She just got blown up in one shot?
Yo, there are some frames missing. In between shots,
there's
I'll tell you
some
what.
Visual missing. And by visual, I mean the entirety of just visual.
Yeah, a wooden door.
There's some
entire house.
Visual missing. And by visual, I mean the entirety of just visual.
Yeah.
I like how they just like slid down the stairs like.
That's how it works. Wet dude.
I like how they just like.
Holy shit! She sounds like a smoker.
That's how it works, wet dude.
Sounds
she
10
sounds
years
like she's fucking...
She sounds like a smoker.
Yeah, she sounds like she's fucking 40, right?
Sounds
she
sounds
10
years older than
yeah.
She looks.
She sounds like she's fucking 40, right?
Sounds she sounds 10 years old.
Yeah,
this is the worst
role.
Didn't the girl,
dude.
Like, get, like, 2 minutes of screen time? Now they're, like, trying to date?
Yeah,
what's happening?
Yeah, because they're exes, dude.
Get, like,
or rather, they hooked up
time?
At a party.
Now they're like,
yo, this is like JoJo. Yeah,
what's happening?
Yeah, because they're exes, dude. Get, like, or rather, they hooked up.
Why isn't this entire show about my characters playing
JoJo?
What's happening? Yeah. Like, it would have at least been
why isn't this
remotely better.
My characters playing JoJo. I just. Why is like half the city British? I don't understand. I just. Is this what's happening to New York right now?
Why is like half the city British? I don't understand.
What happened to the city? Is this gonna happen?
Is this what's happening to New York right now? Are fucking the Oxford boys gonna take over? What's happening?
Is this what's happening to New York right now?
Are fucking the Oxford boys gonna take
fucking
over?
Field hockey. Than anything else in this entire show.
Exhibit A of the black man taking over sports game.
Anything else.
And of the white man cheating. Exhibit A of the black man taking over sports game. Example C of the white man standing over the black man. Exhibit A of the black man taking over sports game.
Yo, what the f-
Example C of the white man
what
standing
the-
over the black man.
Yo, they just cut off that black dude.
Yo,
those fucking side characters' audio right there, by the way.
What the?
They just.
He was saying no way, and he didn't say.
Yo, they just cut off that black dude.
Yo, cut those fucking side characters' audio right there, by the way.
What the?
They just.
He was saying no
way. Dude, that's like shallow soccer, where, like, the dude gets, like, blasted back by the ball.
Yeah, but, like, that was the slowest blast back ever.
That's like shallow soccer, where that like was, the dude gets it was like glass three. Back by the ball.
Yo,
three
that frames. Was a Berserk 27 yeah, like, walk shot.
That was glass back
that's
ever.
Like that was soccer.
See him walking.
Like, it was like three.
All these people. This
yo,
is Berserk.
That was a Berserk 27 like, walk shot. That was glass
back ever. Now he won. He's most eligible.
Yeah, because he won.
All these people. This is Berserk.
He's sort of predicted?
Now he won? He's
they do that?
Yeah, because he won.
He's sort of predicted?
Now he won?
They do that?
Yeah, because he won.
Yo, I don't think life's worth
sort of predicted?
Mass fire.
I don't understand.
Yo, my shit's about to autoplay.
Yo, I don't think life's worth
I don't understand what happened. Like, I legitimately...
Autoplay.
Oh, no.
What happened?
Yeah,
things going on?
Like, I legitimately...
So,
just,
that was...
Yo.
Going on?
What?
Alright. Can we stop the... Can we stop the video? Alright.
Yeah, my shit's done. I'm...
Alright, so...
What the fuck happened?
Can we stop the...
Yo.
Yeah,
so like,
alright.
Real talk.
What the fuck happened?
Can we stop the?
Yo.
That scene where that dude got
like
shot into the goal.
Alright.
Real talk.
Was like the worst thing I've ever seen on so many levels.
So many levels.
Because it doesn't take a genius.
Was like,
yo, you don't even need to know a goddamn thing about animation. Realize what's wrong. He hits the ball and it immediately goes. Like there was no exaggeration.
Yeah, lag. There was no characteristic lag. Yeah, or even backswing. Backswing.
And then a second later, like it bends thick or something.
Yeah, exactly.
Shoots out.
There wasn't even a backswing.
Or even
no, it wasn't. That was a fucking regular swing. Like.
It was like a putt.
There
wasn't even a backswing. But I mean. Besides,
no,
like,
that
okay.
A fucking regular swing. Like,
I mean, is this supposed to be... Okay, so what I read on the internet is apparently it's some sort of criticism on capitalism. I mean, I guess it's like, it shows like the veneer and like condescension of like nouveau rich, stuff like that. But I don't understand how it's some sort of magical, like eye-opening criticism on capital. I'm not entirely buying that premise. And
you know, no, I might be wrong. I'm hard pressed to say it's not.
The thing is like there are so many things to point out. I don't know. Like okay, let's start with the audiovisuals. It's just like terrible. Right? Purple mop on head, terrible voice acting, like the people in them. Just like there
there's
are some
like
support characters that are like
of,
okay.
Of Joker to like find back.
And also,
it sure shit wasn't.
Also, it's like almost insulting, like the way the voices were done, where it's like, first of all, like the people, like the main characters and stuff like that, they just sound like. They're bored, or, like, they don't give a fuck, right? Like, the girl, the ex or whatever, just sounds like, ooh, I'm just here. I, like, literally woke up from almost drowning and getting possessed, but whatever. Hey, what's up? You know, Jaden Smith is not good on
hey,
this.
You're Jaden Smith, you're hot.
Yeah.
This is, I was gonna say, this show is a power fantasy, but only for Jaden
Smith. Like, only for Jaden
Smith. This is literally a Jaden Smith power
fantasy. Power fantasy
no
for
else.
The purple
yeah.
hair on his head.
Got it in real life.
But, bad, and then, like, not just the British accents that we talked about, although they are terrible. They are, like, insultingly bad. But, I mean, like, the accents and, like, the stuff in general, either they sound like, you know, some black dude, out in Bronx, you know, wore a cheap suit and is trying to do a British accent, or it sounds like some, like, random person trying to do a random black ghetto accent, which, you know,
well,
neither
I would say that applies for, the like other friend, the white friend. I think the other guy, like the black dude with dreads, actually sounded like fine.
He was fine because like, he was kind of just belting it out there.
Yeah, his lines were fucking
messed up. They were like subtle.
But they weren't like, they were at least like better of the entire show. And
yeah.
Perfectly fine.
Yeah. Like the robot and the cleric. I was just like,
I don't know what, yeah.
What are you trying to do? I legitimately don't understand. But yeah, it's like, I mean, visuals are obviously a couple of like, it's just like frames are losing all over the place. Remember when he got like trapped by the bubble and he's like, they show the scene where it closes upon his face. There's just like black squiggle. Like there's like a black outline around his face. I'm just like, what? And like the animation looks like it's from the 90s. Okay. I mean, you don't have much else to say about the audiovisuals other than they're fucking terrible, right?
Yeah, well, I mean, that's the thing. Like, when I saw that aspect, I was like, yo, this seems like this should be what the show is just in. Like, this fucking 4:3 aspect ratio that just looks like some real old stuff. But also, this is even worse than old shit. Like that's the thing. Like, you're like, oh, this looks like it's from, like, the 90s or something like that. But it's like, I watched what's it called recently, and that's from I think Big O. And like Big O, 1990, not the greatest anime ever, because it hasn't aged very well.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, it's serviceable. Like it's fine. If that came, like if the Big O came out today,
it would be better than.
It would be all right. Like it
would be better
be
than
like,
Yu Yu-Gi-Oh. That's the
yeah,
standard.
Yeah, it'd be
right
absolutely
now.
Better. Then again, I'm pretty sure fucking Tiki.
I bet
I'm gonna throw that out. They're
right that the directors are like Nishimura Junji and stuff like that, but in reality, they didn't do anything. They just had the Tiki artist just draw Jade Smith. Alright, well, that was the audiovisuals. Let's just quickly go over the story and, like, the themes, I guess. Again, like, I guess the overarching themes that they want to cover again are just, like, I guess it's just the whole, like, nouveau riche capitalism, confidence, or, like, arrogance of the rich kind of divide kind of shit, right? Other than that, the story itself, like, I just, like, it's really poorly done, I guess. I don't know how much of it matters in the story, right? Like, because it's, like, all based around this, like, I'm the most eligible bachelor ranking, right? But then that's, like, somehow also integrated into this, like, exorcist supernatural power shit. Like, I don't know what's going on. like, he just has superpowers, but then he's also trying to mack on girls? Like, what's going on?
Well, I mean, that's where I felt the fact that I had said, like, oh, this is just a, like, this is a power fantasy for Jaden Smith. Like, this show really seems like this is just him doing something to get off. Like, this is the most expensive thing you could ever do
for Jaden Smith.
For Jaden Smith to like get off. Like,
it's like what Porter Robinson's Shelter wanted to be, but it's like, like even that doesn't have Porter Robinson in it.
Like, yeah. It's like, what if Shelter had Porter Robinson? That's what it would. But even then, the audio visuals of Shelter were at least good. but yeah, like plot wise, it seems like honestly, the plot of the show is literally just driving product placement. This show is paying for itself. Bro, they talked about Coco Chanel.
I guess. And the Toblerone and stuff like that. Yeah.
And Toblerone for like the entire episode.
Well, I mean, let's ignore the blatant product placement for now, although that's degenerate too. Like, it's going to be like episodic, like whatever, right? I guess? Is that it?
I imagine, yeah. I imagine like episodic, like, hey, here's the exorcism of today. Here's the product of today. And see ya.
I guess
and
they're
then
also
maybe like maybe his rank changed.
I guess like, they're also gonna bring up his the whole like condescension. Because in the middle of it, he's just like, I can't, you know, like you old people all amuse me. You guys don't like adapt to the times. Like you guys got to get with the fashion and stuff like that. And that like describes the whole like gap, I guess, both between, you know, like. Like, okay, so I'm not saying it does it well. I'm saying what they think they're doing, what the writers think they're doing, is that they're trying to show this, like, condescending generational gap as well as this, like, socioeconomic gap, right? But it's, like, even if we ignore how, like, poorly it's, like, set up, it's, like, the lines themselves, like, oh, you are so behind the times. Oh, it was fine. These old people funny. That's just like such a hammer over the head. Like, it's actually laughable. I don't know what else to say.
Well, but... I think the main thing is that I'm kind of hard-pressed to, like, say whether or not where they actually know that that's condescension. Or if that wasn't supposed to. Because the other character wasn't taking it as condescension. Problem. Like.
Yeah. Just going, like, I don't know whether that's like, even like well, bad you know, writing like, slash acting. Or like what's going on. Or directing. Excuse
yeah.
Excuse me.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like I don't know if the condescension is intentional or not.
The problem like, is like. We're at this like limit. Where it's like. I'm gonna create new vocabulary for the podcast. Right, I'm gonna call it the stupidity limit. So it's like, at this point, we are no longer aware of whether these, you know, written plot devices or themes or interactions are driven by purposeful sort of, you know, writing. Like, this character is supposed to have this level of intelligence or this personality, or whether there's the writer's just stupid. Like, we're at that limit. You know what I mean?
Yeah, we've never... We're going places with this show we've never gone before.
We're reaching like a light speed here. But yeah, it's...
Like, the event horizon
of stupidity.
Is point right now. Like, because how... Like, yeah, how the fuck can you tell anymore? Like...
It's so poorly done. It's just incoherent. It's not incoherent, sorry. But it's like... how do you do? It's like, if I was to tell somebody, like, create, you know, make like a sort of perforated, you know, like evenly dotted, like, piece of paper, right? Like, with holes evenly cut throughout it. And the other person just takes, like, his fist and tries to like punch the paper. like it's that sort of like mythology. Like I don't know what's going on. It's the most crude, like whatever, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, it's weird. I'm confused as to what this show's for, like other than my theory of it just being Jake Smith. Like
it's an outreach.
Smith
it's like Porter Robinson, Shelter, as you said, sort of like that. But I think it's a variant in that, like, people kind of just wanted to make an anime because they were interested in, like, an anime. And that people kind of got rolled up in it. That's sort of what happened. But yeah, it's not good. Episodic, whatever. It's like a 90s series, but worse. It tries to harp on whatever themes it's trying to harp on, but it does it poorly. The story is not really going places. And yeah, it's not good. Any last words, Stark?
We didn't get to see Jude Law's character, unfortunately.
I don't want to... Don't make me do this. I'm not going
to
do this.
I'm going to... You have to watch episode 2, whether or not we record it.
Yeah, sure. I'll watch it later. Quote, unquote, watch it. But yeah.
You could skip, but you gotta look at it, and you gotta hear it.
But yeah.
I guess, in closing, wow, that was worse than I expected.
It comes in waves.
Yeah, it was really weird, because, like, there's a lot of things that happen. It felt quick. Like, it felt real fast, wasn't it?
Yeah, there's like a lot of, because it's like, it's in media res, in a sense, right? Like, he's just going through stuff. It's not like starting from anything. But it's like, the issue is twofold. First of all, there are like a lot of like, in media res information coming in, and you're like, oh shit, this is relevant. And sometimes, you know, they pick up on the foreshadowing or the information that they put in, and then they kind of extend it. So you're like, oh, this information is passing by me. I need to grab that. But then I kind of miss it, and then I kind of forget stuff later. But then the second issue is they don't actually do that much with the information. And so what they'll do is they'll have a little bit of information at the beginning, and you're like, oh, shit, I missed it. And then they'll extend it a bit later, and you're like, oh, I didn't really catch it before, so I don't really get it now. But then they just kind of spend 5 minutes on it, and then they drop it again. And you're like, okay, what was that for? That's like the second problem, right? You're like, okay.
Yeah, it's really strange things that happen. Like, I'm curious to know where the Toblerone goes. Toblerone is apparently very important.
Make the Toblerone an extra character.
Yeah, no, apparently it is integral to the plot.
I don't want
to
talk about Toblerone anymore.
Well, I mean, yo, it's like the what's it called one. It's like the fucking Chanel suit this episode. The Chanel suit, like, they're talking about Chanel the entire time, and then the Chanel suit becomes a complete, like that's actually the plot element.
Like, I don't even mind the product placement so much. Like, that's pretty degenerate. Like, I wouldn't even mind this so much if the rest of the series wasn't so bad. It's bad.
Well, that's what I say. Like, it's everything paired up. You have this, like shit show, and you're like, yeah.
By the way, Pepsi, yeah. You're like, okay.
Brought to you by Coco Chanel. It's like, I don't know if you thought that this was going to make me want to buy your products, but I never want to... Or fucking Coco Chanel ever in my entire life.
Also, this sort of stuff, you know, anime is still a majority male demographic. Who the fuck ever has a Chanel in a majority male demographic? Like, what?
Well, dude, didn't you hear? Like, it was for a gift. Because that old guy was giving... Dead
You're right.
Great.
I apologize.
and Jade Smith was like, yo, girls days wouldn't like that, man. I was like, you're right, Jaden Smith.
Puke.
The girls these days only like people who yell at spirits on Twitter.
Oh my god. Oh, Jesus. But yeah, that was an interesting ride. Thank you, Dark, for suggesting it. It was all his idea.
Yo, it
came to me.
Hey man, I thought we were gonna do like we did with Koi Tuguso, and I thought we were
watching a second episode.
Okay, I thought we were too gonna get would have gotten real excited.
Fuck that shit, man. But
no,
yeah.
It would have.
Again, thank you, Dark, for introducing me and the rest of this world to this. A Cursed series, although it's been going around on the internet for a bit. But yeah, that was our new Yokio episode 1 live reaction sidecast. With again me, Spire, and Dark here. And yeah, we'll probably do more sidecasts of interesting series or OVAs in the future. So please watch out for that. And yeah. you do like what we do, or if you liked what you listened to here, please follow us here on twitch.tv/4playeranimecast, as well as on our social media, or our Twitter handle @4ppanimecast, Facebook page 4playeranimecast, website 4playeranimecast.moe, where we post all of our content, whether it's interviews, sidecasts, our podcast, in all different types of forms. And we'll also be uploading this, of course. Stream every other Saturday, podcasts about the latest and greatest in anime, manga, other Japanese animation stuff. You can check us out then, starting from 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, sorry. And yeah, we're going to be heading into the fall 2017 season, hopefully leaving this fucking series behind. And yeah, that'll be about it. And with that, we'll see you next time.
Please look forward to live reaction.